a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Hello there. It's 5:30 at KSL News Radio. Jeff Kaplan here. It's partly cloudy, 83 degrees, KSL's top story. 13,000 people will be allowed into Vivint Arena for the Jazz playoff games starting May 22nd. That's when it all begins. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has details.
Mask mandates are being eased for fully vaccinated people in Salt Lake City and Salt Lake County, but none of that matters inside Vivint Smart Home Arena.
We continue to adhere to the NBA health and safety protocols, which require mask in the arena.
But team spokesperson Frank Zhang says they can allow up to 13,000 fans inside. And if you can prove you've been fully vaccinated, there are some courtside seats available. Some fans tell KSL it's a bit of a downer that masks are still required, but they say it's a small price to pay. They compare it to mask rules in places like supermarkets and theaters.
If you want to attend, you've got to obey their by their rules.
Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
And some good news for Jazz fans as they try to lock down that top seed in the playoffs. It looks like Mike Conley will be back on the court tonight. He's been upgraded to probable against the Thunder. Of course, still no Donovan Mitchell. Tip-off is about a half an hour away in Oklahoma City. Salt Lake City is easing off a bit on mask requirements for people who are fully vaccinated. KSL News Radio's Mark Juke reports.
Following the CDC's guidance, Mayor Erin Mendenhall says she'll amend her executive order that required face masks be worn in all city buildings and facilities and by city workers. Now, although she'll recommend people still mask up in public spaces, they will be exempt from the earlier requirement if they've been vaccinated. In a statement, Mendenhall says the CDC announcement is long-awaited news. She says unvaccinated employees will be required to continue wearing masks in city facilities. Mark Juke, KSL News Radio.
Alpine School District is recommending everyone in school wear face masks till the end of the year. It's not mandated, it's a recommendation. The announcement follows the waiving of the mask requirement for the last week of school by the governor yesterday. In a statement from the Alpine Board of Ed, they say they want to ensure safety of all who enter their schools, and they're encouraging civility. The CDC's latest mask recommendation has left a lot of business owners in an uncomfortable situation. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, the new guidelines raise questions for local officials and businesses on how to handle masking. This New Jersey gift shop owner says she's keeping the mask mandate in place.
But as a business owner, how do you know who's vaccinated and not? I don't want to get in the carding people.
Walmart is saying this afternoon that it will no longer require masks for fully vaccinated customers and employees. White House economists are issuing a warning as mask restrictions are eased. Council of Economic Advisors Chair Cecilia Rao says we should expect the unexpected.
We must keep in mind that an economy will not heal instantaneously. It takes several weeks for people to get full immunity from vaccinations and even more time for those left jobless from the pandemic to find and start a suitable job.
Rao speaking at today's White House press briefing. Republicans have vaulted Representative Lee Stefanik into the ranks of House leadership after ousting Liz Cheney from the spot. Republican Congressman Adam Kinzinger's reaction.
You can't on the one hand say I'm unified, I believe in truth, but I'm going to tacitly believe that January 6th never happened or the election was stolen.
He says he believes President Trump's election claims and downplaying the January 6th assault on the Capitol are harming the Republican Party. And Democratic Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is questioning the mental stability of her Republican colleague, Marjorie Taylor Greene.
This is a woman that's deeply unwell and clearly needs some help.
Taylor Greene verbally assaulted her outside the House chamber earlier this week. Taylor Greene says that she simply wants to debate Ocasio-Cortez on climate change. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
The celebration is over for the hackers who shut down the Colonial Pipeline after getting $5 million worth of crypto. The Wall Street Journal reports they're shutting down their laptops and heading for the hills.
DarkSide, the criminal group believed to be responsible for the attack that disrupted gas delivery nationwide, says it's shutting down. Mandiant, a subsidiary of the security research firm FireEye, says DarkSide posted it lost access to its infrastructure, including its blog, payment, and servers, and would be closing because of pressure from law enforcement and the U.S. Kim Goody, Mandiant's senior manager for financial crime analysis, says there's speculation, though, by other actors, this could be an exit scam. Lionel Moyes, ABC News, Miami.
And now another huge ransomware attack, this one against Ireland.
Ireland's healthcare system is the victim of a major ransomware attack. The attack has forced Ireland's health service to shut down its IT system as a precaution. Many hospitals are reporting that they've lost access to their computers. Some have had to cancel most non-urgent appointments. But the hospitals say no medical equipment is affected and they are still able to function normally with no risk to the patients in them. An Irish minister, Ossian Smith, told RTE Radio that the cyber attack is possibly the most serious in the country's history. Patrick Reeval, ABC News.
KSL News Time, 5:35. One additional note. We mentioned Mike Conley might play tonight against the Thunder. He is. Tip-off is 25 minutes away in Oklahoma City. Let's check in with Ricky Meese now. Everybody has to rush home to catch the game, I guess.
Well, for those who are trying to get through Utah County, your drive is going to be slowed down if you're on the southbound side of I-15 with delays from Pioneer Crossing at American Fork to Linden. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
All right, thanks a lot, Ricky. You know, I'm playoff excited at this point. I know we're not there yet. On the way, the COVID test to end all COVID tests. My minute of news is on the way. Next on KSL. Stay here.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.